It's a me, Mario, and Luigi, Bowser, Peach, and Toad. The popular digital characters from the hit video game Super Mario Bros. Are hitting the big screen in a big way. The movie, distributed by Universal Pictures, boasted a big-time budget, $100 million to be exact. With a cast of voices featuring Chris Pratt, Anya Taylor-Joy, Jack Black, Seth Rogen, and more, the bill actually seems pretty reasonable. Released on April 5th, the Super Mario movie had high expectations. Based on a video game that's been played by millions since its release in 1985, the film entered production with the pressure of generations worth of childhood memories on its shoulders. Mario creator Shigeru Miyamoto was as well aware of the challenges facing the Super Mario movie as anybody. In an interview with Variety, Miyamoto had this to say about crafting a movie that would have mass appeal while staying true to the game's original users. Quote, Nintendo's focus was to make sure every moment, every action and animation felt right to the smallest detail, end quote. In the same interview with Variety, Chris Meledandri, the CEO of Illumination Studios, which produced the movie, added this.
What an audience wouldn't be getting from the film, which was that experience that they've had playing the game, and that the richness and the importance of their own experience playing needed to be replaced by other levels and layers of the movie experience.
Suffice to say, the film's creators succeeded in achieving their ambitions. In its opening weekend, the Super Mario Bros. Movie raked in almost $400 million, good for the highest-grossing animated film ever in a debut window. As of yesterday, the film had surpassed $678 million worldwide at the theater, making it the highest-grossing film of 2023 so far. And yeah, it's only been out for 2 weeks. The reason for the Mario movie's popularity is clear. Aside from its already established gaming fan base, the animated movie genre as a whole has been an increasingly lucrative one. 9 animated films, 8 of which have been released in the last 10 years, have earned more than $1 billion at the box office worldwide. Even among Northwestern students, the widespread affinity for animation is unrelenting.
I love animated kids' movies because they're nostalgic and remind me of movie nights with my sister.
When I watch movies, sometimes I dislike a character because I dislike who the actor or actress is in real life. But in a kid's movie, I usually don't realize who they are in real life, so I'm a fan.
I love animated kids' movies, specifically Disney Princess movies, because of the soundtracks, and I like to sing along.
So to recap, it seems like animated movies are so loved because 1, they trigger nostalgia for leisurely childhood moments, 2, they offer a reprieve from the drama that accompanies live-action films, and 3, they feature catchy soundtracks. Unsurprisingly, the Super Mario movie checks all 3 of those boxes. It's a lighthearted throwback to a classic kids game, its cast, which might normally be subject to controversy given the hate Chris Pratt often receives, is hidden behind beloved animated characters, and it pours on some of the most famous beats of all time. If you're at all interested in seeing Mario & Co. square off against Bowser and his evil minions on the big screen, I'd act fast. Reviews are overwhelmingly positive, validating all the money people are dropping on tickets for the movie. It's truly a smash hit. For WNUR News, I'm John Ferrara.